Hi, my name is Jackie. TBA, my company does. TBA law helps to protect the legal interests of individuals and families in the areas of property law, family law, and wills and estates. The specific situation I need your assistance with today is my last project had been in bed in a referral strategy, had been to bed in a referral strategy into the day-to-day functioning of the business. I think there's a little bit more there, Jackie, that I can't see. The specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is, how do I leverage my referral system? Extra information you may need for context is, this doesn't mean trying to make more individual relationships, which is very time consuming, but is there a way I can build off my existing relationships and professional reputation so more referrals come into our system? Jackie, was there more stuff in the... specific situation that I missed?
When I saved it, it must have had a bit of a hiccup or something.
I got W, and it looks like there's another.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of extra sentences, but now I can't find the original.
No, I might be able to copy and paste. Yeah, I found a way to copy and paste it out. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Thanks. So I can see it. I'll just put it in a Google Doc so I can see it. There we go. My last project has been to bed in a referral strategy into the day-to-day functioning of the business. We have a client referral system and lots of close referral relationships with professionals. We've also just had a campaign to develop more relationships with professionals, our system for receiving and recording the referral sources in place, as well as a reward system. So I'll just go back to what the question was. What I need help with today is my, we just did that. How do I leverage my referral system is the specific question.
Thanks, Chantelle. And so Jackie, keep your line open in case people have clarifying questions. And I am looking out for hands up for a response, and we're turning off the chat. So you'll need to raise your hand and I will unmute you. So Nadia, off you go, you need to unmute.
So, clarifying question, it's just not referrals to you specifically, all your staff are using the system as well?
Correct.
Yep. That's all.
Thanks, Nadia. PJ, I saw your hand up. You'll have to unmute. Oops, sorry, that's not you. PJ, did I see your hand up?
I didn't, but you must have. That's telepathic things. Just a clarifying question, Jackie, when you say leverage, do you mean grow or is there something else you mean behind that?
Yeah, I suppose more people that are happy to send referrals our way, I suppose maybe through the existing relationships we have without having a direct relationship. How do we get more referrals into our system?
Okay, got it.
Thank you. Yelda, I saw your hand was up.
Yes, I was clarifying sort of what PJ was saying, is asking as well, Jackie, which is what isn't working with the current system?
What isn't working, I suppose, is, well, at the moment it's hard to create new relationships in a way. It's very time consuming to create new relationships one-on-one and reach out to people and develop a relationship and get referrals flowing through. So I have really good relationships. How can I leverage what I've already got?
From existing clients?
Yeah, professionals preferably.
Existing referrers,
yep.
Yeah. Great. Yvonne?
Yes, so that was, I guess, a clarifying question is, who are the types of referrers and how did you get them to start with? So that we know how you're wanting to increase that.
Yep. Financial planners, accountants, other solicitors, and, you know, business leaders in the community.
So, yeah, okay. Yep.
Joanna, I thought I saw your hand up. You need to unmute. You need to unmute.
If one of the issues is time, you know, with relationships, have you thought about doing it indirectly through case studies? So literally having a look at your clients, having a look at the relationships they have between each other, finding the alliances and the common relationships, and then getting some case studies that can be used around.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kim.
I'm going to say webinars, joint webinars. Any of our webinars, because you could put some webinars on where your your referral partners invite their customers to, and obviously it has to be something that is a win-win for everybody. But you could definitely do webinars, and then you're accessing their people through their list because they're inviting you.
Thank you. Mm.
Lots of plus ones coming up during that bit as well. Amanda.
I was going to say webinars as well. I was going to ask you, Jackie, are you doing webinars for these people, financial planners, accountants? These are exactly the people who have no idea how to do webinars and would love to be able to offer something to their clients who are also your potential clients, and for you to jump up and say, hey, now Jim, got a topic here, happy to do it for you. It worked really well for me when COVID hit, and I did one for the City of Sydney Council. And we ran it as their webinar, and I was their special guest, but it was all done through my system. I had the tech. They said, Amanda, we have no idea how to do this. You've got to do it. But I said, but I will call it a City of Sydney webinar with a special guest, Amanda Farmer. And they loved it. It looked great. And they were just happy for someone to do it all for them.
Thank you.
Awesome. Very good. And coming to Nadia.
Yeah, I was just going to say along those lines of what are the other authority building activities that you're doing to help nurture those relationships. So whether it is those webinars, whether you're getting on podcasts, sharing, mailing to each other's lists, all that stuff where you're, cross-pollinating together and being more visible in the marketplace.
Thank you, Nadia. Peter.
My question was back to the professionals that you already work with. Do you know, the numbers of referrals that you get from each of those? And is there any one or two or three of those that stand out in the crowd for you that would be better to nurture that relationship and then to take on the webinars or whatever else it is to really, really build that bond and that referring back and forth that you already have, so that those numbers go up for those ones that are already supporting you.
Mm. Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Tracy, you'll need to unmute. There we go. Tracy, do you have... No, what about Tracy? Tracy? Okay, I'll come on back to Tracy. It sounds like she stepped away. Tasha? You need to unmute, sorry.
Okay, sorry, unmuted now. Similar to Peter, I was going to say, who are your top people that already refer, because they're going to be easier to nurture? And probably similar to me, I find with a specialist, similar to what Amanda said, and in your industry too, they don't know how to do these things. They don't know how to get out. Can you look at who they are, how big their lists are? Can you do blog posts? Can you invite them on webinars, be on their Insta Lives, which I've done with a couple of specialists? Get and then the more they see you, the more other people will go, oh, I've had a lot of other specialists come now and go, oh, can you interview me? They'll see you, and that will create more. So focus on those top ones that you've got, invite them in, and you'll probably find the rest will follow along.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, Tasha. Karen.
I know, Jackie, you do a lot of informational webinars and podcasts and whatever, but my impression is that they're oriented to your clients rather than the referrers. So I think that it's a great point that people have made, that slight shift. You're already doing it anyway, but just the slight shift to the different people that can you can leverage off.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. And Tracy, you look like you're back.
Oh, yeah, I was just, I changed my sound. Sorry about that. I was just wondering, Jackie, is there a way of making your current system really, really easy and simple for those current referrers, who are your top referrers, like a quick confidential form on your website? They can click a button and just pop straight in and do something that's really seamless.
Awesome. Now, I don't know if Robin's mic was unmuted, but I heard the bell go, which means we are down to our 2 minutes, lightning round. So anyone else have something they would like to add?
Looking for Michelle, hands up. Michelle does.
Okay. Sorry, I was looking for a hand. Michelle.
Sorry, Bieber. I can't press. I don't have the blue hand option because I'm a co-host.
Oh, because you're a co-host.
Yes. A couple of things. One, the best way I've ever found to get referrals is to refer to them first. So you probably do that already, but just to be really strategic about how you do your referrals. So if you have one accountant that you always refer to, maybe expand that little pod of people out to 4 or 5 accountants. Or if you've kind of got one that's sort of mid-tier, look for that specialist sort of, family wealth planning accountant and find them. And just expand out the number of people that you're giving the love to, because they will reciprocate. Especially, the best way to get a referral is to give one first. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I get the impression sometimes that you don't necessarily like mingling with other lawyers. I might be wrong about that. But it doesn't stop you, Miranda Farmer doesn't either, but it doesn't stop you mingling with other professionals like accountants and others. So I'd be finding out where are they hanging out, and not where are they hanging out in places where they're a bit inaccessible to you, but like, where do they do drinks or, trivia nights or more social things that you can just team up and buddy up with people. And the other thing is the webinar I love, and it could be a short run. You might just say, I'm going to do 4 webinars on a topic, or for International Women's Day, I'm calling all of this month. And you just pick 4 experts. You can do little short runs like that. And the same, I've got a friend who has a podcast, and their specific reason for the podcast is just so they can meet strategic alliances. So they just go out and interview all the people they want as strategic alliances and put them on their podcast.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. A big round of applause for everyone. Great.